My heartbeat quickens.
Is this what dying feels like?
The monologues are just about, like, things that impact us every day.
Can someone call the plumber? My stomach's backed up. Can someone call the electrician? My eyes won't light up.
So whether that is, like, an anecdote about something impacting, like, a certain aspect of your identity, or, like, it's to capture the day-to-day experiences of students at Berkeley.
I'll see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you.
So that encapsulates, like, gender, sexuality, like, just, like, day-to-day thoughts, like, emotions, humor, sadness, sorrow, anger. Like, just, like, all the emotions that teenagers feel. Hi, my name is Arunima Stoller. I'm a senior in IB. My pronouns are she, they, and I've been a part of our monologue since my sophomore year.
Arunima is now one of the directors for this year's production of our monologues. On this episode of The Buzz, we'll guide you through the history, present, and future of the show that is a vital part of Berkeley High culture and community. Originally, Berkeley High put on a yearly production called The Vagina Monologues, a play written by Eve Ensler put on by women, showcasing the female experience. In 2019, students Mara Halpern and Daphne Eleftheriado shifted The Vagina Monologues in a new direction, and our monologues was born.
In tonight's show, we hope that there are pieces that, you know, echo your experiences and make you feel heard, but also pieces that challenge your thinking and might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
What you just heard was part of last year's production of our monologues. It's meant to be a more inclusive version of The Vagina Monologues, not just highlighting female experiences.
We hope that our show and our stories help to build empathy and solidarity, and that, like, these stories make you feel heard.
Our monologues returns yearly with stories, songs, and dances performed by Berkeley High students.
So it's a collection of monologues written by the community.
That's Arunima again, one of the directors for this year's production.
So every year, people are able to submit stories, monologues, songs, poems, whatever form of writing they want to the show. And then if it's accepted into the show, it'll be performed by other students.
Arunima actually knew she wanted to get involved with the show when she was in 8th grade.
It felt weird to be on, like, a high school campus as, like, as a middle schooler. But, yeah, I watched the show and I was completely in awe, like jaw on the floor, like, just, like, the humanity of the show. That's what really stood out to me.
She'd seen plays before, but this was something new to her. Our monologue, she told us, is so personal and intimate that it was a surprise to her. Arunima has been part of the show for 3 years now and told us how important the experience has been.
Our monologues has been, like, a really foundational part of my development. I think, like, especially with confidence, like, this show has really helped me kind of find who I am, find my group, or, like, just kind of where I view myself.
The production diversifies the voices heard around campus and has been impactful for many members of the Berkeley High community.
Our monologues helps people feel seen. Like, I think that, like, any art at Berkeley High, like, at the core of it should convey emotions and, like, make people, like, either feel seen or, like, push their ideas.
But she said that while our monologues is vital to building a strong, welcoming community at Berkeley High, the production has recently faced some changes.
I didn't realize how difficult it would be to get a theater in, like, September. We found out that, in fact, we didn't have a theater, and that's because student-run productions aren't really prioritized at Berkeley High. So taking that away, or suppressing it, or restricting it in any way, is kind of restricting student voices and just, like, the overall, like, student population, which I think is really disappointing that it would be so difficult to reserve a theater space.
Thankfully, the theater space has successfully been reserved for this year, and Arunima shared with us what she's most looking forward to.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if I'll say specific monologues, but I think just, like, the bond we've created as a cast, I think that's what's really special about the show, because we spend so much time together, and by the time the show comes around, I think you can really see it. I'm really excited to see the songs. We have a lot of, like, student-written and produced songs in the show this year.
And you can see it for yourself because tickets are now on sale.
Our monologues will be in the Little Theater at Berkeley High on May 3rd at 7 p.m., May 4th at 3 p.m. and at 7 p.m., and tickets for students are $5. Check out our Instagram at ourmonologuesvhs. So I hope in the future just that it continues as strong as it is now, and because it is a relatively new production, that it doesn't lose its like fire and its power.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Buzz. This episode was produced by Miriam Reichenberg and Zazie Duchenne. Interviews were conducted by Miriam Reichenberg, and the episode was narrated by me, Julia Brimmer. The episode was edited by Miriam Reichenberg with help from Taylor Reynaud. You can find more episodes on Spotify or on the Jackets website.